Okay, now there is a well-known theory that we've got only two emotions that are love and fear. In my opinion, the one who has invented this theory or has put this model like this for emotions has completely missed the point. I don't like to criticize others, but in the way I understand it, I know that if you follow this model of emotions, then you are not really helping yourself much in your soul progress. Now, soul progress and soul growth, if you want to call it, can be achieved only by becoming more balanced in your emotions. So, no excess and no lack of emotions of any kind. So, I'll give you an example. When you come to this world, you come as a child, you are basically mirroring what your soul is. So, if you are a child who is really difficult to deal with, then this is also how your soul is. And if you are a child who is really easy to deal with, then this is also mirroring something of your soul. So, basically, I don't like to classify people according to who is better or who is worse, because we all have got something good and bad in us. But basically, a child who is really easy to deal with is, or has, as a soul, learned or has grown much more than a child who is very difficult to deal with. Now, what is a child who is easy to deal with? He is moderate in his emotions. He cries, but he doesn't overdo it. When he is angry, he cries a little bit to show that he doesn't want that, but he doesn't overdo it. A child who is difficult to deal with go to the extreme of emotions. If he is angry, then he keeps crying and he gets really angry. So he's not moderate in his emotions. And there is a third type of children who is very suppressive, who doesn't cry at all, and this is really bad as well.